Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Nate Schleif, co-host of the Grand Forks Farm Toy Show coming up here in March. Give us the details of this event and what you guys are looking forward to.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your time. This is our third event that we have put on. It is going to be March 15th and 16th. That's a Friday starting at noon, runs till 7 p.m., and then Saturday again the 16th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's held at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, and if you're familiar at all, the Alaris Center would be right off the interstate as you come into Grand Forks. There's no cost to parking, but there is a fee for the show of $6 to get in the door. Our big push for this show, a few years ago, we had some discussions with other toy vendors at some of the toy shows in North Dakota and found out that there were really only four toy shows that happened in North Dakota. Years ago, there were a number of toy shows. Grand Forks had one, the Civic Center in Fargo also had one, and over time, some of the fellows that were involved in that either unfortunately passed away or no one was there to take over the show, so the show just kind of went by the wayside. And what we found out during COVID was that there was a lot of interest in, once COVID was over, basically, that we got back in face-to-face and were dealing with people and dealing with vendors. So a lot of interest in doing that instead of just doing all your toy purchases and online collecting. So in having those discussions with the other vendors, they encouraged us to look at doing something in Grand Forks. We picked March because, for instance, the show in Minot is in January. There's one in Langdon in February. There's a large show in Sioux Falls that also runs in February. There's a show in Fargo in February. And then the Toy Farmer themselves has one down in Lemoore in June. So we wanted to find a time slot that would work that didn't interfere with some of those other shows. So we picked March, and we started there. Our room is big enough to hold about 110 tables. And last year, we were very close to filling the room, and this year we actually have filled the room. So we'll have a full show with the vendors. We also have really tried to promote to get farm toy displays. So we know that the next generation of toy enthusiasts are our youth, and this fits really well together with either an FFA project or a 4-H project. So a student can take a 4x8 sheet of plywood and lay down and put out a farm scene and take buildings and animals and farm toys and create their own roads and fields and things like that. And our sons, we've had two sons both do that through 4-H, and then they've built a project for 4-H and then used it to display also at the farm toy shows. In fact, we've actually went down to the National Farm Toy Show in November in Dyersville, Iowa, and competed down there. So it's been a great way for kids to come and see, you know, what other kids have invented or created. And we always like to showcase that, you know, it's not hard to get started with these things. It doesn't have to be, we like to tell the mom and dads, it doesn't have to be a huge investment. You know, just use their imagination and get started. And the kids seem to really enjoy that. So we really try to promote that. The other thing that we found that both kids and adults have really enjoyed is 3D printing. So we've had a couple individuals come with their own 3D printers and set them up and make some parts or make some pieces of toys, and the kids like to stand around and look at that and ask questions about that. So that's become another aspect of it as well. So just lots of different things to see. Some local craftsmen that bring toys that they've built, hand-built, and they come and discuss that, all the way up to a number of toy tables with vendors where you can buy and sell toys and enjoy the time. And one thing we always promote is that it is a event that's open for anybody. It's fun to see, you know, the whole family come in, and sometimes you got grandpa and grandma with you as well, and they're making purchases, or there's always talk about some toy that they had or a tractor that they you know, first drove. And, I mean, the conversations and the memories that come up at the toy show is always some of the best part.
So where can people learn more if they are interested in competing or just want to be able to see dates and times and things like that? Where can they find more information on it?
Sure. First of all, I will tell you that you can go to our Facebook page. That's Grand Forks Farm Toy Show. We'd invite you to come and join our page and learn more about it there. Our partner in this, his name is Mike Ratty from East Grand Forks, and I'll give you a phone number for him. That is 218-791-5818. Again, 218-791-5818. You can always give him a call. Check us out on Facebook. We're also on the Toy Farmer magazine website. We have an ad in the Toy Farmer as well. If you get that magazine, you can go to the Alaris Center website, and on their events page, it has all the information about the show as well. And if you happen to see one of the flyers that we have up, we have put a bunch of those up at local towns and gas stations and implement dealers. There's a QR code on that flyer as well, and you can always take a picture of that with your phone, and that'll bring you right to our Facebook page.
All right. So the competition side of this, I guess I didn't realize that was a big part of it. So how has this grown, or over the last 3 years, what kind of a shift have you seen in the event, if you had to make changes to it and that sort of thing?
I don't know that we've seen a lot of shift in the event. When we started advertising and saying that we would accept farm toy displays, what was interesting was our goal was to get the youth or kids involved and have them think about it. And what we actually had was some adults come to us too that had some very detailed diorama displays. And what we found from that, by having them come set up, is they get a lot of kids to look around and ask questions about it so that they can be thinking about how would I do this? How could I have a 4-H project maybe in the future? And the other part of it, like I mentioned, was with the 3D printing. That wasn't something that initially we thought of as part of the toy show. But we had an individual come, we've actually had two of them come, that asked if they could set their 3D printer up and print parts. So, you know, from a science standpoint, where they can learn something about that. And a lot of high schools now have programs, or junior highs, where they do have in their shop classes 3D printing. So that was something that we learned, I would say, that is fairly new to the industry. If we look forward to where the industry's headed, there are a lot of individuals now that are building side businesses doing 3D printing and selling their wares either through shows like this or online. So I've seen some students pick that idea up and actually go forward with it. So it used to be, when I was a kid, if you had an idea, I wanted to build a toy that wasn't, you know, being created, or something that my dad used on the farm, you know, you would go and, you know, it might just be Legos that you would put together, or you might have your dad help you weld up some simple little implement that you had, like a field cultivator. My dad built me a forage harvester that I had as a kid, all metal toys. Well, now with 3D printing, you can put your mind to it. You can build any toy that you want, or a grain bin, or a, you know, a silo, a barn. You can make animals. You can make people. You know, it's just amazing what you can do. So the creativity part of it and the 3D printing was kind of something that grew out of the show that we didn't expect.
All right. And I'm excited. Well, I won't be able to make it over there, but it sounds like it could be a gateway into the ag industry, you know, for those that aren't as familiar with it either.
For sure. I think so. You know, we've had some Boy Scout groups come, and we asked them to come initially so that a lot of our vendors are older folks. And in order to get things brought in for the show and after the show is over, get him taken down. We asked the Boy Scout and a 4-H club to come and do that. And if they would, and they've showed up now, and we see them start to look around and see some interest, and then the next year they're coming back to see some of these things that, you know, they didn't even realize they existed, that there was such a thing as a farm toy show. We've had a couple people with RC-controlled cars that have come there. So we're gaining some other interest besides just what I think of as rural youth that are coming that would already know what the farm is. So that part has been exciting as well, to see some of the connections that we're making with the students and the youth that are coming from, you know, even small towns or a larger town like Grand Forks.
Any other details that we might have missed that you want to make sure we touch on before we let you go?
I would just say that if you're interested at all, please check out our Facebook page. We're also doing some giveaways out there. We have designed a T-shirt and a sweatshirt with a Bobcat skid loader on there. So if you want to come out and or just go to the Facebook page and share and like our page, you'll get a opportunity to get in the drawing for the T-shirt. So check it out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to give us the preview. Again, Nate Schleif joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.